never coming back, or is it all through? Hey, just tell me yes and no. Don't keep me hanging. 'Cause that's the part I could never get used to.
Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm the PA voice you hear at hockey games here for WisCountry 105.5 WIRI to keep you fresh for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with some hockeyology. For example, sweater,
a hockey jersey,
apple,
an assist,
celly,
celebration following a goal,
and hoser.
A trash talk term for loser.
Support your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild for tomorrow with a high in the upper 40s. More sunshine Thursday, mid 40s. We'll see cloud cover move into the area on Friday, but still mild, upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
WIRI Nakusa. Part of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, the Field House, where we've got boys basketball action coming your way in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. We've got the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders taking on the Division I, number 6th ranked Marshfield Tigers. My name's Mike Comer. I'm going to be bringing the action tonight as these two teams coming into the game on some relatively big hot streaks. But before we get going into that, two pieces of information. First off, I've got a little bit of a chest cold, so I'm going to do the best I can to bring you the action. Not exactly ideal situation, but, you know, when you got a job to do, you got to do it. And then the other part, history was just made a couple moments ago at the Wisconsin Raptor at the Southwood County Recreation Center as Wisconsin Rapids senior hockey player Carson Gauze scored a goal just 54 seconds into the game against Thomas Sparta. And that now moves him into the The number one spot for all-time points scored by a hockey player in Rapids history with 221. Again, he just scored less than a minute into the game to get the record, and it's a great moment for him and a great moment for the program, as it's a lot of good hockey players that come through there, and there's going to be more coming down the way. So, again, with that, but we're bringing you basketball tonight as Wisconsin Rapids comes into the game. 6-10 record, 2-4 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. But they have won four of their last five games, including last night when they took down Merrill 64-51 here in the field house. Marshfield, on the other hand, coming into the game, 16 wins, one loss, and a perfect 7-0 in the Valley Conference. And they just had a big game last night against Stevens Point, who was ranked fourth in Division I. And the Tigers got the better of the Panthers in that cap fight. Sent free throws down the stretch that did it for them. Other games that went on tonight were the JV games. JV 2, Marshfield got the better of Rapids in both of them. JV 2, Marshfield won 37-26. And the regular JV, 58-34. So Wisconsin Rapids kind of looking to get at least one win and not avoid the sweep. But that's going to be tough to do against a very talented Tiger squad. We'll look more into this matchup here as we're about halfway into the pregame festivities, just under 8 minutes left before the introductions and the anthem. So we'll take a quick break. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, WisCountry.
Winona.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse, where we're just over 5 minutes away from the opening festivities here in the National Anthem and the starting players for both teams. Taking a little bit of a closer look at the Marshfield Tigers. Again, they are perfect in the Wisconsin Valley Conference play at a perfect 7-0, as I said, and they are 16-1. They're going to be led, really, by Brooks Hinson. He's coming into the game averaging 18.6 points per game, followed by Chris Pohl with 14.9. So you got two right around the 15 to 19 point mark, and then following that up, Landon Lee with 11.6 points per contest. Pohl and Hinson are also the leaders in the rebounds per game, with Pohl averaging 6.6, Hinson 4.2, and the assists are led by Landon Lee with 5.5 a contest and Hinson with 2.6. Again, last night it was a battle between two of the top-ranked Cats in the state, as Marshfield, number 6, taking on the Splash Panthers, who are number 4. And it was a 51-47 victory for Marshfield up at Stevens Point Area Senior High. This is the third of several games in a row on the road, which, as I said, they've had two behind them against Everest and Splash. Tonight they're in Wisconsin Rapids. Friday they will be at Wausau East, and then a week from tonight they will be at Eau Claire North, and then that following Saturday, Eau Claire Memorial. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're in halfway home through this road stand on their schedule. So Tigers got a lot to, there's a lot of expectations there as they want to continue to win, and they've got a very tough sectional in the Division I field. Point, Rapids, number 1 ranked Appear, they're in it as well. So it's just a lot of very good quality basketball teams in that section. Wisconsin Rapids, on the other hand, as I said, they're 6-10, 2-4 on the season. Defeated Merrill last night, 64-51. So a great victory for the Red Raiders. Coming into the game, they're led scoring by Traden Clary, 15.1 points per game, and Sean Reynes, 13.7, and Brody Gilbertson, with 12.7. Clary leads in rebounds per game with a whopping 8.5, with Gilbertson dropping in with 3.6. And assists per game, Gilbertson 3.4, with Jordan Seligowski, the very talented athlete there, baseball player, with a 3.3 assists per game average. This game, it's going to be kind of contrasting styles as Rapids comes in willing to shoot the three, willing to go playing from long range, whereas Marshfield, oh, they can play from long range, but they like to be very deliberate with the ball, very controlled, very established, and they go for the, they don't settle for B-plus shots. They go for A's, so they're always looking for the easy basket, the easy points, and get you in foul trouble, of course, as we'll see if Rapids can keep from any of those instances tonight as well. So we are just under 2 minutes away from the pregame national anthem and the opening introductions. So we're going to send it back to Seth at the studio for a couple more minutes with our wonderful advertisers. But keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. we have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild for tomorrow with a high in the upper 40s. More sunshine Thursday, mid-40s. We'll see cloud cover move into the area on Friday, but still mild, upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
Outstanding job by the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Pep Band on the national anthem. Always good to hear that performed live at these high school events. They're second to none. Everyone getting involved, whether it's the athletes to the kids in the fine arts. It's all for the school. It's all for the town. And it's great to see everyone getting involved. So with that, Marshfield being introduced first as they are wearing their road orange with black numbers and letters and a little bit of white trim in there as they look like they're ready to go deer hunting. Hopefully not Red Raider hunting tonight, as they've got some pretty good height on the roster. Starting out, as I said, was Pohl, then followed by Hinson, Fries, which is Brant Fries. Not French fries, by what it could be, all jokes aside, of course. Yeah, and let's see, got one more number in there. That'd be Landon Lee in there. And capping it off, big number 23, Ethan Connect. And then coming up for Wisconsin Rapids, led off by Sean Aranis. And you've got Brody Gilbertson, Traden Clary, Keaton Bourne, and Jarrett Selagowski. So Jarrett getting the start tonight over his brother. His brother is not on the bench. I had no idea what's going on there, but if he's like me or like anyone else, probably a little under the weather. I know there was supposed to be a girls' basketball game played last night. Assumption girls were supposed to go on the road and go playing over in La Crosse Aquinas, but that game was canceled. Excuse me, just due to, Assumption, they're banged up right now, and they've got a lot of illness on the team. And class act over La Crosse Aquinas, Dave Donarski, said, hey, we don't want to play and play at half strength and beat you. We want to play at full strength, and if we beat you, we beat you. If we don't, we don't. We want your best effort. So they very sporting of Coach Donarski over there. So that's why there was no basketball last night for Assumption. But either way, tip is made, and we're underway. Marshfield with the advantage here as they control the opening tip. Pass down low to connect off the glass, and connected. And there's your first points of the game. Marshfield 2-0. 17 and a half to go in the first half. Rapids bringing the ball up past half court. Therenas pass over to Broren. Gilbertson to Bruhn, passing around the perimeter, feeling things out. And Jared Soligowski thought about a three, then thought better of it. Yeah, I understand at this point in the game, you kind of want to get a feel of things. Don't want to rush anything. Marshfield really saying, hey, take your long shots. If you want to take them, don't make them. We'll rebound and we'll go back the other way. Three on the way by Soligowski off the mark. Pulled down by Reynas, kicked back in, back over to Soligowski, passed down along the baseline, was looking for Traden Clary, and was not home. A little wide of the mark, and there's your first turnover for the Red Raiders. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing the action. I'm fighting a little bit of a chest cold, so I'm doing the best I can for you. And a couple cough drops along the way, and try not to hack too bad, but it's not too bad. I've had worse, knock on wood, and don't want to make this one any worse than what it is. So, Marshfield with the ball. Pole spinning back and forth, and he gets whistled for a carry. So, there is Marshfield's first turnover. And Rapids will be getting their second possession of the game. 16 and a half to go in the first half, and it's a 2-0 lead by Marshfield. Roaring with the ball. Half court. Very light pressure, man pressure by Marshfield. Nothing really to mention much, but long three ball by Brody Gilbertson, and he makes it. Rapids takes a 3-2 lead over Marshfield, 16 to go. Marshfield trying to get their offense going. A lot of swinging around the perimeter. Nice pass underneath to connect, and he connects again. 2 points for the Marshfield big man as Marshfield regains that lead 4-3. 15:45 to go in the first half. Reynas with the ball on the far side. Rapids wearing their home whites with red letters and numbers. Customary at this point. Clary with the ball down low, stops, picks up the dribble, kicks it back outside to Soligowski. Soligowski back to Clary as he works down low again. Kicks back way outside. Reynas outside the arc. Reynas stops about the free throw line. Picks up the dribble, looking for a pass. And he hits the mark, but off the hands of Clary. Out of bounds. There's your second turnover for the Red Raiders in the game. And in case anyone else is interested, I know there's plenty of interesting people out there. Wisconsin Rapids now holds a 2-0 lead over Thomas Sparta. And that's late in the first half. And again, congratulations to Carson Gauz on becoming the all-time points leader in Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School hockey history. So congratulations to the young man. That's Marshfield with the ball down low. Gets picked away. Ball is loose, rolling down the court. Marshfield gathers it, but he's sliding. He slid like he was on the ice. He gets whistled for the travel. Second turnover for the Tigers. The Rapids ball. 14:52 with Marshfield still holding a 4-3 lead. The other night against Merrill, Brody Gilbertson, he had a slam dunk. That's something that I haven't seen in the Rapids gym by Rapids player in several years. I think that was one of the Flory boys. I think it was Grant Flory was the last one just a handful of years ago. As Rapids working outside the perimeter, Soligowski with it. Over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson back to Brorin. Brorin stops, hesitates, pass back out to Clary. Clary with three, a little wide of the mark. Paul pulled down by Lee, and Marshfield's in business. A lob pass up to connect. Up, no glass needed that time. He just sank the shot. And it's a 6-3 lead. Marshfield, 14:15 to go in the first half. Rapids. Reynas gets hounded at the half court line. Ball tipped back over the line. Reynas recovers and gets it back up to his teammates. Gilbertson with the ball, going a little left and right, trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Reynas in the right wing. Goes back to his left. Roaring pass over to Soligowski. Rapids really moving the ball around the perimeter to this point in the game. Not, as you can see, with one made three-point attempt, they're not really getting the ball down low into the paint. Being deliberate with their offense, however, is Marshfield's defense doing a great job, but Rapids wanting to do what they want to do on offense, so they're not settling for shots, which is going to be key. This may not be an overly high-scoring game, with both teams, obviously, to this point in the game, being very deliberate in what they want to do. Reynas pushing down into the paint. Shot is up. No good. Cleary with the board. He gets his own board. Gets again. And it crawls over the rim. Yours first points of the game for Cleary. And it's a 6-5 Marshfield lead now. 13 to go in the first half. Three bomb on the way. And it is good by Valen Ramberg. He snuck in on me. And that's the first points of the game that wasn't by the big man connect for Marshfield as Gilbertson works down low, has the ball poked away, and Rapid still does recover it. Zaligowski back out to Gilbertson. Big three bomb on the way, long range. Rims out. Almost had another big one on the night. It was Gilbertson. Marshfield the other way. And there's another soft touch off the glass by Connect. And that's a 11-5 lead. Marshfield with 12 to go. But as I say that, Broren hits a big three from the right side, and the score is now 11-8. And you've got a 30-second timeout coming their way. Got a quick send it back to the studio for a 30-second timeout. Keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny.
Welcome back here, Lincoln High School. As you've got a nice one so far. Marshfield holding on to an 11-8 lead over the Red Raiders. 12-10 left to go in the first half as Marshfield brings the ball up the court. Lee with the ball, passed over to Connect. Connect. 8 points so far in the game, really leading the Tigers. Hinson, ball, battling up against Bruin. Nice little fall-away jumper. No good. Rebound, Marshfield, and they reset the offense. Just couldn't get that fall to go there, that shot to fall there for Hinson. But they reset, and they're back on the attack. So with an 11-8 lead, 11:40 to go in the first half. Shot up on the way by Ramberg. Turned away, no, and it bounces away, but Marshfield again gets the rebound. Hinson goes up off the glass, fouled on the shot, and he's going to the line for two. Jared Seligowski with the foul. First on Rapids, first for him, and first of the game for either team, so really clean game to this juncture in time. Hinson, big bend of the knees, shot is up. Hits the front of the rim, hits the back iron, and falls through. So he's got his first point of the game. 11.5 to go in the first half. Marshfield holding a 12 and a 13-8 lead as Hinson connects on both of those free throws. So it's a 13-8 Marshfield lead, 11.5 to go in the first half. Roran had a shot right in the middle of the box there. And he hits a pass on back to reset the offense. Reynas with the ball. I'm not really sure where he wants to go with it. Hands it over to Brody Gilbertson. Gilbertson over to Seligowski on the left side. One side go to his right. Sends Gilbertson down low along the baseline. Hits it and off the glass. Gilbertson, his fifth point of the game. 13-10 Marshfield advantage. 11 minutes to go. Connect with the ball. Off the glass, no good. Rebound by Cleary. And he falls out of bounds, and ball will stay with the Tigers. Connect goes out. As looking at the numbers here, Brant Fries comes back in. And it's Landon Lee to inbound for the Tigers. Lee, big lob pass over. Broren tips it back to himself. There's another turnover for the Tigers. Stop, off the glass, count it. Broren with it, with the points. There's your third turnover for the Tigers. And it's a 13-12 Marshfield advantage now. Again, both teams very deliberate in what they want to do on offense, not settling for bad shots. And talking to assistant coach Brad Torque before the game for Wisconsin Rapids, so that was going to be key. If Marshfield can just go stretches without scoring, there's a big three bomb on the way by Fries. And he gets it. Marshfield's second three of the game. That's now a 16-12 lead for the Tigers. 10 minutes to go in the first half. Ethan Dillingham came in for the Raiders as Selgowski took a seat, get a breather. Dillingham with it, goes to his left, hand over to Broren. Broren moves back to his right. Stops, about the free throw line, kicks back out to Gilbertson. Rapids again, being very deliberate, not rushing their shots. Usually they like to fire three bombs, and they've really been laying off of that so far to this game. I mean, they've made two, missed another one or two, but not nearly the numbers that I've seen them do in the past throughout the season. Nice runner through the lane by Sean Reines, but can't get the mark. Marshfield comes the other way with big three bomb on the way by Fries, and that's off the mark. Rebound Brewer, and Rapids gets possession, trailing 16-12, 9:15 to go in the first half. Brewer with it, slows down a step, dribble between the legs, wants to go through the lane, stop, pass out to Dillingham to Reines. Reines thinks about going baseline, then thinks better of it, Clary to Brewer yet again. Brewer's stutter step there about the free throw line. Rapids passing around the arc, making short, easy passes. Not rushing anything. Dillingham with the ball, top of the key. Reines, three bomb on the way. Count it! Big three bomb by Sean Reines. Got a 16-15 Marshfield game. 8.5 to go in the first half is Marshfield holding a one-point lead. These teams actually played very close in the first matchup, which was on December 8th in the first half. Unfortunately for Rapids, second half wasn't close as Marshfield took a 62-35 victory, but this game, par for the course, as it's Marshfield misses a three, Rapids comes away with a rebound, Reines with it, kind of getting pinned in the corner, just man-to-man, no trap, no zone, and there's your turnover for Reines, just loses dribble of it. Marshfield gets the ball, and they tried a big coast-to-coast pass, and that doesn't quite work out for him, as there's a turnover, and Rapids comes away with it, fourth turnover for the Tigers. Dillingham pass back out to Brewer, and Brewer and three on the way. Count it! And there's an 18-16 Rapids lead, 7:40 to go. Rapids, again, I can't reiterate it enough, very calm and strong possessions. Collapse down on the baseline there as Marshfield was trying to get something going down low. And then a runner off the glass by Lee. His first points. We've got an 18-18 ball game here with 7:20 to go. Brewer with the ball, dribbles between his legs. Not afraid to pop a three on the way. Gilbertson, not afraid to do either. Dillingham on the left side looking to make a good pass down low, but goes back outside to Brewer. Marshfield sitting back, more man of a defense. Kind of a 1-3-1. As Clary stops about the free throw line, spins, runner through the paint, no good. Rebound, Marshfield, back the other day. Way we go, 18-18 ball game, 6:45 to go in the first half. And there is a foul called underneath, and this foul is going to be against Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be at number four, Traden Clary. So that's his first, Rapids second. Coming in is Zelagowski. Out goes Dillingham for the Red Raiders. A couple changes for Marshfield. Try to catch up on those. Inbounds underneath to Hinson. Guns the baseline. Stops, spins. Backs out of it. Ball poked away, but recovered by the Tigers. Rapids really playing strong defense, not allowing Marshfield to get their offense going. Three on the way for Marshfield. Short off the mark. Rebound Clary. Rapids back in business. Lee with the three-bomb attempt for the Tigers. Comes up empty. Rapids passing around the ball. Seligowski with it. Brewer in the left corner. Cleary with it. Back to Seligowski on the left side. Rapids really working that left side. Cleary goes up, but that's a big block by Fries. That's his first of the game that I've been able to keep track of. So that was a big block, but blocked out of bounds, and Rapids retains possession of the ball. Rapids inbounds the ball. Gilbertson with it. Reynas now working through the paint. Stops, pick up his dribble. Pass back out to Seligowski. Three on the way, Seligowski. Count it! First points of the night for Seligowski, and it's a 21-18 Rapids lead. Wouldn't that be something if this score holds? But there's a lot of game to be played, and short three attempt by Pohl. And Rapids with the board, and back and down on the attack are the Red Raiders. Reynas with it, backing out, looking for the opportune shot placement. 5 minutes to go, 21-18 lead for Rapids. Pass back out to Cleary. He stops, throws back out to Seligowski. Marshfield not allowing anything in the paint. They're saying, hey, Rapids, you want to beat us, you're going to have to beat us from the outside. And Rapids saying, okay, so far so good. But a lot of ball to be played. Ball's loose, is picked up by Seligowski as Gilbertson bounced it off his foot haphazardly. Reynas with it. And he gets whistled for a walk. And I'd be as objective as I can be to say, man, that you cannot call that one. So turnover for Rapids are fourth. Both teams with four. Excuse me, as Marshfield on the attack yet again. Four and a half to go. Rapids up 21-18. Pass down low to Pohl. Back outside to Lee. Lee cut through the lane, passed over to Pohl. Pohl off the glass. No good bouncing. Pohl with his own rebound. Pass over to Lee. Thought about a three. Steps inside. Pass, no look. Over to Pohl. Three on the way. Bounce high. Bounce off the backboard. Rebound yet again by the Tigers. As Lee gets down low, underhanded scoop and score, and there's Jewell. And it's now a 21-20 Rapids advantage. Four to go in the first half. Cleary with it, left corner. Pass down low to Gilbertson. Spin, pop, off the rim, no good. Pulled down by the Tigers. Quick pass up ahead to Pohl, off the glass. Count it. And there's a timeout being called. I'm going to see what the call is. And they're not calling it yet. It's a Rapids timeout, and it's a full. We'll take one, too. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. That water running sounds like everyone's ice fishing chances this year. As I'm a big man, but you won't ever see me on the ice the way it is. So good luck to everyone out there if they're risking it. I personally wouldn't, but hey, to each your own. Just be safe out there and use good judgment. And so far, good judgment going the way of the Raiders. They do trail Marshfield 22-21 with 3.5 to go in the first half, but it's been a very nice, well-played first half by both teams, especially Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids has had the ball, Cleary with it on the left side. He stops about the free throw line, pass over to Seligowski, fakes a three. He goes down low with an underhanded scoop pass, gets poked away and pulled in by the Tigers. That's a fifth turnover, three on the way, coming by Ketterer. And he hits it. And now let's see, 24-20. Marshfield lead with just 3 minutes to go. First half, Broren pass to Reynes, to Gilbertson, back to Seligowski. Seligowski takes a stab into the towards the inside, stops both free throw line, kicks out to Clary, who does the same thing. Pass out to Reynes. As the Rapids still passing the perimeter. Thought about a cutter by Broren down along the baseline. Not to happen. Clary takes a baseline. He passes down low. Almost a turnover there for the Raiders. But they recover the loose ball. Seligowski on the near side, on the right side. Almost traveled with that one. Gilbertson hard to the glass. Unfriendly roll. But there's two either way coming to Brody Gilbertson. With a foul coming up on Ethan Kinnick. That's his first, Tigers' first of the half. Very clean half for the team in orange and black. This is Gilbertson going to the line. 4-2. First shot up. A little long off the back iron. No good. And the second one's going to be coming up. 2:08 to go, 25-21 lead for Marshfield. And that second one is good. We've got a 25-22 game, Marshfield. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Connect with it. Hinson hits Lee down low, and he gets it to fall. And it's now a 27-22 ball game. Marshfield with it, 1:50 to go in the first half. Clary with it, near side. We'll move into his left. Pass over to Reynes, cross and route. Reynes cuts through the lane, and he hits two off the backboard. That's a 27-24 ball game. 1:30 to go. Lee with it, moving to his left. He gets his pocket picked, and Clary gets his. And there's another two off the board by Kinnick. That's a 29-24 ball game for Marshfield. 1:20 to go. Both sides getting a little more excited as the clock runs down in the first half. Gilbertson with it. Fakes a pass down low. Pass on over to Clary. Pass to Reynes on the right side. Gets ball poked but regathers possession. Backing up Rapids. Looking to get something low. And down low goes Reynes. And he gets it. And one. Foul coming up. And Ketterer. So Reynes gets the hoop and the harm. In the words of our good buddy, Randy Paul. And this will close the score to 29 to potentially 27 if the basket is good, just under a minute to go. And it is good. 29-27, Marshfield with the lead. 59.8 seconds to go. No real hurry for the Tigers. They've proven themselves to be very, very patient with the ball. So I could see potentially them working for one last shot. Lee with it. About to get double teamed. Ball get taken down low, and there's a whistle, and that's going to be on Wisconsin Rapids. No non-shooting foul. That'll be on Seligowski. And Austin Tislin comes in to the game. Out goes Seligowski. Lee to inbounds for the Tigers. Pass down low to Pole. Pole off the glass. Count it. His second basket of the night. 31-27. Marshfield lead. 30 seconds to go. Rapids will play for more than likely just one last shot. Broren with it in the corner. A little bit of pressure being applied by Ketterer. Pass over to Reynes. 15 seconds to go. Reynas calling out orders. Starts his dribble. Under 10, 8, 7. Looking for somewhere to go. Might be just a three-point shot. Three on the way. 2-1. Short. And there's your horn. And there is halftime, where Marshfield holds a 31-27 advantage. Good. Look up a couple numbers here and figure out if I know what I'm talking about through the stats in the first half. But we'll be back here. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Cast my cares upon you. Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that long and winding road? If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Sworn to understand, it completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? One answer. Can I trust you with my
farm kids?
They settled down on 80 acres, raising sweet corn, kids and tomatoes. They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still read his words of love.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild for tomorrow with a high in the upper 40s. More sunshine Thursday, mid-40s. We'll see cloud cover move into the area on Friday, but still mild, upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
Welcome back to high school basketball action here at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. And we've got a pretty darn good game going with Marshfield holding a 31-27 advantage over the boys Red Raiders team. Halftime numbers would be starting with Marshfield. Connect with 10. Lee, 6. Pohl, 4. Hinson, 2. Fries, 3, Ramberg, 3, and Ketterer, 3 as well. Wisconsin Rapids numbers led by Sean Reynas and Keaton Brewerin, both with 8 points. Brody Gilbertson with 6, Jarrett Zeligowski with 3, and Triden Clary with two. So very evenly played game in that first half as both teams were very patient and waiting for the best possible shot opportunity on the possession. And it shows as we've got a 31-27 ball game. Then quick mention here, halfway through the game at the rink, Wisconsin Rapids holding a 4-0 lead over Thomas Sparta. So Rapids, they get the ball to start the second half. And they are working from my right to the left, and there's a fadeaway shot put up by Reynes. No good. Rebound to the Tigers. Marshfield working the ball out in the perimeter. Man defense implored by the Raiders. A 1-2-2, it appears, as I look at it from across the field house. Lee with the ball. Pass out to Connect. Back on out to Lee. Runner off to Connect. He can't connect on that one. Off the glass. He gets his own board. Tries again. Off the glass. No good. Poked away by Seligowski. First turnover of the half for the Tigers. Rapids is in business. Roaring with it. Over to Reynes, and he bounces the ball off his foot. But it is last touch by Marshfield, but there's going to be a little conference for the officials, and they say, no, no, no. Bounce it off his knee, and there is a turnover for Wisconsin Rapids, their first of the half. So both teams, the turnover, and no points to show for it, as Marshall gets the ball quickly into their offensive side of the court. Shot attempt up by Henson. No good. Rapids coming away with it. Seligowski cuts down low. Outside pass goes right through the legs of Bourne. Another turnover. And there you have it. Tigers with the ball. 16:30 to go in regulation. 31-27 Marshfield lead. Thanks to everybody listening tonight on 105.5 WRI. It's really appreciated. Thanks to all our sponsors. Without you guys, couldn't bring you these games. And never be afraid to reach out to the office if you want to help bring these games. I mean, especially with the playoff season starting. I mean, tomorrow the hockey brackets come out. And Super Bowl Sunday, you get the girls' brackets that get released. So, I mean, we're in that crazy time. Wrestling conference tournaments this weekend. Next weekend, it's regionals. Rapids Wrestling looking really good. Number 3 in Division 1, they've got as good a chance as anybody to win it. They've got to go up against Bayport and Kaukauna. They have two very good teams, so hopefully they can finish strong and bring back another gold trophy. As Reynes gets the ball down low, spins off the glass, count it. First, second set of points there for